Well, good morning and good day and good everything. It's a day that we can serve the Lord. It's whatever time you're calling and getting this message, just remember that Jesus is Lord of our lives and His Word is unfailing, it's inerrant, it's perfect, and we can stand on the promises of the eternal Scriptures. Jesus Christ defeated death, hell, and the grave. He led captivity captive, and He gave gifts to men. And I can just be thankful today that I'm a recipient of that the blood of Jesus, the grace of God has reached me, and I trust and believe it's reached you too. Well, I'd like to read you a story today out of the Gospels in Luke chapter 8. We're going to start with the story of a woman that sought Jesus and laid hold on Him. She exercised some faith. She didn't just have this attitude, whatever will be. If God wants to heal me, He'll heal me. If I'm going to get a blessing, well, God will have to come knock on my door. The Bible clearly says, you can just do an acronym with the word ASK, A-S-K. Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open. Well, in verse 40 of Luke 8, we begin. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received Him, for they were all waiting for Him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought Him that He would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter said that were with him, he said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee in the press, and sayest thou, who touched me?" Jesus said, "Somebody hath touch me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master." But when the master heard it, Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and beheld her. But he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again. And she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Now this is what I call a day of miracles. Jesus is passing through the neighborhood, and this poor woman that has a miserable issue that she can't be healed. It says she's tried everything. She tried the chiropractor, she tried the doctor, she tried the herbal remedy, she tried this vitamin and that vitamin, she tried juices from exotic islands, probably, she tried every known idea to get healed, but she was no better. The only thing it relieved her of was all her money. Says she was broke now. She'd spent her whole living trying to get healed. But she knew there was a man who had a virtue in him, the Son of God, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, was passing her way, and she lost all her pride. She lost all what she thought people might think, and she pressed the throng, and she must have had such a humble attitude. She was in such a miserable state. She said, if I could just touch the border of his garment, the hem of his garment, I know I'll be whole. And that's what she did. And that faith exercised toward the object, and the object was the Lord Jesus. It wasn't faith in faith. It wasn't faith healing. It wasn't faith in a mystical, smoky, vague idea. This was the very person that was the creator of heaven and earth walking down Main Street. And she said, if I touch it. And so, you know, he's on his way to go heal a little girl. But oh, my friend, there's a never. He's never too busy for you and me. And she got a hold of Jesus. And the throng there wasn't the best and friendly about this situation, but when Jesus said, I felt it leave. And I'm telling you, Jesus has authority over devils. He has authority to cure diseases. He has authority to heal the sick, and he has authority to set you free from sin. And this woman got made whole that day. And I tell you, sometimes you just got to bust through. You gotta go for broke. She's already broke. She had nothing to lose. You see, I think so many times we don't get what we need from God is because we still have things to lose, our reputation. We don't want people to think that we've gone off the deep end. We just want to just continue to be these sick, miserable, you know, we're dressed right, we look right, we act right, but we're still full of sin, full of sickness, whatever. And Jesus is offering us freedom. He's offering us everything. You shouldn't just accept what has happened to you when there's a Lord Jesus available to heal and deliver you. I don't care what it is. I'm not teaching you anything that's not in the Bible. The Bible says here that her faith made her whole. It wasn't just happenstance. And I tell you, there's ways to exercise your faith, but he said, thy faith, and he knew he had not been exercising any particular faith in this case, and so he recognized that she had faith enough to get her healing. Too many people are looking to the faith of the preacher or the one who prays instead of getting and exercising personal faith. And this is why few people are getting such healings today. One wonderful thing about the gospel is that it is personal. When others fail and do not even try to exercise faith to help, one in the time of need, the individual needing help, can still get what he needs and wants if it is all covered by the promises of God. One must learn to make it a personal matter and see to it that he or she himself is meeting the conditions of the gospel and answered prayer. The conditions are not complicated. They're not that great. And the benefits won't ever fail you when they are met. And there's many scriptures. Go look at Matthew 7. 7 through 11, Mark 11, 22 through 25, John 15, 5, Hebrews 11, 6, James 1, 5, chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. And it also says there in Romans 10, 17 that your personal faith. It's going to come by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Don't think you're going to have faith if you are watching the news all the time or reading the sports page or you're full of, you know, novels and fiction books and you know, the country music and just the world and the vain talk of the world. No, you're going to have faith. You're going to have the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. That's the first thing you and I need to do. And it also comes by the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. You can read about this gift of faith. God gives us a measure of faith, but he also gives us a gift of faith. It comes by the Holy Ghost. Seek to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Seek God, and he'll fill you with his faith. It's so available. God is probably angry and frustrated with us because he has so many benefits for us. You know, Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and forget not all of his benefits." And it says right there, he crowns us with tender mercy, and he gives us his loving kindness. It says he heals all our diseases. People debate me on this issue, but I can tell you miracle stories of God healing our family, and yet to heal our family if we need it. God is faithful. I'm not looking to make a spectacle out of myself or say I have a bunch of faith and you don't, but I know that Jesus can, and he has and he will, and I'm not going to doubt his word. And so in conclusion, nothing is impossible. With God, all things are possible. Faith in Jesus Christ will get you your miracle. And isn't it amazing? He's on his way to heal Jairus' daughter, and he raised her from the dead. But in the midst, a woman seeking turned aside Jesus and got the miracle. And I want you to know today that Jesus is not going to be offended because he never sleeps. He's never too busy. He's an omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God. That means he is all-powerful. He's all-knowing, and he's present everywhere. So he can be what every mother wishes she could be in two places at one time. He is everywhere at all times, and he's given us his Holy Spirit to confirm that. The Lord Jesus, bless your day. Keep seeking Jesus. Faith's going to come by hearing, and you can have a miracle. God bless you, and have a great day.